Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon. And I'm going to talk about a couple of things here that I've been looking at lately. And you know, the Bible says we're supposed to be watching and waiting for the return of Christ. And there's things that are happening. And my wife and I were talking just last night about some of these things and saying, you know, for some people, this topic makes them afraid. It makes them nervous. It makes them fearful. But if you know Christ is your Savior and you believe the Word of God and you see the things that are happening in the world around us, it should encourage you. In fact, it should excite you for the idea that our Lord could be coming for us at any time. And so we'll be talking about some of those things here this afternoon. And also, since I have no guests scheduled on the program today, if you have a question, you could give us a call toll-free, 888-677-9673, and we'd love to talk to you as well. That's 888-677-9673. Normally, we do most of our callers on our Sunday night program where we have a whole hour, and so that gives us a little bit more time. But, you know, during the week sometimes we get a call. Other than that, going to talk about a couple of things, and we're going to go ahead and start here with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you so much again for the opportunity, for the availability to be able to be on the radio today. We just pray that you would use the program, Lord, for your glory. Pray that you would help us to lift up and glorify Christ and point people to Christ that are searching and encourage believers in our walk with you. And we just thank you again for all that you've done for us, Lord. We just praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, good to be with you, like I said today. It's a warm day out there. We've had some cool days. It's been kind of nice breaking the heat, but I think we've got some summer warmth that's going to be coming back for us here over the next week or so. Some temperatures up into the 80s and things like that. So if you're not yet ready to see summer go, should have a little bit of that yet. I think this 80-degree temperatures that are coming up, I mean, good for my tomatoes, I think, because they've just been sitting there green, not wanting to ripen very fast right now. It just seems like when it gets into the 80s and sunny, they seem to start ripening, but sure could use a little rain. So Northeast Ohio here, much of our area is kind of dry right now. Interesting weather thing, there's two tropical systems that are heading for the Gulf of Mexico, and if they both form into hurricanes, it'll be the first time that there's been two hurricanes simultaneously in the Gulf of Mexico since the 1930s, and kind of interesting weather patterns. And we certainly live in interesting times, which is some of what we're going to talk about here, the interesting times in which we live. But before I do that, I also wanted to mention a couple of other things here. A week from today, I'm going to be filling in for Pastor Lutz on his program for the Cause of Christ at 1 o'clock. I'll still be here for our 1:30 program. So actually next week I'll be on from 1 till 1:30 for filling in for Pastor Lutz. And then I will be here for our regular program, 1:30 until 2. So we'll get a whole hour next week. And so pray for that. Looking forward to it. Also wanted to mention that tonight at our Friday night Bible study, and just a reminder that I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, I just want to remind you that you can come out and visit us. We usually have a informal Bible study every Friday night from 7 o'clock till 9 o'clock. We've got refreshments and things like that. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. It's midway between Akron and Cleveland, northern Summit County, right where the Ohio Turnpike and Interstate 77 crosses, right where we're at. So invite invite you to come out and visit us there. But I do want to mention that tonight I will not be there. I have something conflicting, and so I will not be there. But Brother James Maletti will be filling in for me. And many of you remember Brother Maletti. He's filled in for me on the radio in the past. He's also done our Friday night Bible study. Just to let you know that if you come there tonight looking for me, I won't be there. But he is excellent, and you will be blessed. So come out tonight, and Brother James Maletti will be there, and his wife Rebecca. And so pray for them, and they'll be filling in on some of the work that they're doing as well. Let's see. Also, one other thing I wanted to mention. There's Rally Round Ohio. Rally Around Ohio. You can find it. It's sponsored by Free Ohio Now. If you go to freeohionow.com, that's freeohionow.com. They have a number of places around Ohio, different counties, one location in each county that's listed so far. Summit County and Cuyahoga County each have some locations. And this will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. Some places are going 11 a.m. till noon. Some places going 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. And this is a vote to call for, amongst other things, it's calling for regular in-person voting, also protesting against the mask mandates here in Ohio. And so that is the Rally Around Ohio rally tomorrow. Go to freeohionow.com, and you can find more information on that as well. Let's see. I think that's all the announcements that I had to make right now. So with that, we're going to get into a couple of things here that I think is important to be aware of. And as I said, there's so many things happening in the world today. And over the past few months, we have been touching on some of the signs and things that indicate that the Lord's return is near. And some people, they get kind of worried. They get kind of shaken up thinking about this. It makes them nervous. It makes them fearful or apprehensive. But if you are a Bible-believing Christian and you love the Lord and you're looking forward to being with Him, well, then these things should excite you as you see these things happening. And in fact, in Luke, he writes in chapter 21, verse 28, after listing a series of things that will be happening as we get closer to the Lord's return. And remember, let me specify here, Titus 2:13 talks about the blessed hope and the glorious appearing. And the blessed hope is what we refer to as the rapture, or the catching away of the believers. It's detailed for us in the last half of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and also in the last portion of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Both of those chapters detail things dealing with the catching away of the believers. That's the time when Jesus comes not to the earth, but in the clouds, and he catches us up to be with him in the air, and we go to be with him. And the dead in Christ rise first. That's the bodies, the soul and spirit of the dead in Christ. And I'm just summing this up real quick so I can get to what I want to share here in Luke and Matthew. But the dead in Christ, their body and their is in the grave, but their soul and spirit separated from the body is with the Lord in heaven right now. There's no such thing as the false teaching of soul sleep that the Seventh-day Adventists and some others believe in, because Paul said absent from the body means to be present with the Lord. And so when you die, there's a separation that takes place. Your soul and your spirit are separated from your body, and they go to be with the Lord in heaven if you're a believer. And then your body goes into the grave. And at the moment of the rapture in 2 Thessalonians chapter 4, the the dead in Christ rise first. They come with him in the clouds. That's their soul and spirit. And then they're caught up to be with him. And according to 1 Corinthians 15, this mortal puts on immortality, and this corruptible puts on incorruption. And then again, we join them with the Lord in the air, and we go to be with him. And we will be with him in heaven during the time of the tribulation. This happens before the tribulation occurs. This means this is what we call the pre-tribulational view of the rapture, or the catching away of the believers. And not going to get into all of that right now, but there's events that will take place that come point to the return of Christ to the earth when he sets foot on the Mount of Olives. When Jesus ascended into heaven, the angels that were watching in Acts chapter 1 said that he was going to come back the same way that he left. And in Zechariah chapter 14, it also talks about Jesus coming to the earth and setting foot on the Mount of Olives, and the mountain splitting in two down the middle. And there is a great fault that lies down the center of the Mount of Olives, just like it's laid out in the book of Zechariah in his prophecy there, that if the fault ever triggered, the Mount of Olives would separate in two, just like Zechariah prophesied. And so when Jesus comes to the earth, these things will take place. Then he'll set up his millennial reign here on earth, and we will come with him. Revelation chapter 19 talks about us coming back with him. Other chapters also talk about it. Passages talk about the redeemed coming back with him at the end of the tribulation, and then he defeats the armies of the Antichrist, and the Antichrist himself and the false prophet are bound and thrown into the lake of fire for all eternity. The devil is bound and thrown into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years, and that's the 1,000-year reign of Christ then, where Jesus reigns over the world during that period of time. Now, if you're saved and you love the Lord and you're looking forward to being with him, that ought to excite you, that ought to thrill you. And when we think about this and we see the things that indicate the return of Christ is near, as in the tribulation occurring and Jesus returning to this earth, then Luke says in Luke 21:28, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And when he talks about your redemption draweth nigh, he's talking about us being caught up to be with the Lord in the air prior to this tribulation period. And there's some things that Luke tells us and Matthew tells us that are going to be transpiring, going to be the conditions that are going to be happening when Jesus comes back for us. Now, there's a lot of things that have to take place, of course, before he comes back at the end of the tribulation, and not the least of which is the revelation of the Antichrist in the 7-year tribulation period, and a number of things that are going to happen during that time. Of course, we know that there's going to be, as Luke says in Luke 21:25, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, this is different, because when he comes for the believers to catch us up to be with him in the air, he comes as a thief in the night, not as in a cloud with power and great glory. That's at the end of the tribulation. And then that's where Luke writes, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Well, we can see these things beginning to come to pass. That tells us we're in the last hours of the last days. Some of the things that are going to take place during the tribulation, of course, is we understand that there's going to be a mark that's given at the midpoint of the tribulation. The false prophet. There's a false trinity, an unholy trinity, I guess you could say. Better yet, a satanic trinity that's set up during the tribulation. It's the Antichrist who claims to be God. It's the false prophet who points people to the Antichrist, kind of acts like an anti-Holy Spirit. And then, of course, there's the devil himself. Indwelling the Antichrist and empowering him, and he would be kind of like the anti-God the Father, the Antichrist, of course, anti-God the Son, and the false prophet, sort of the anti-Holy Spirit of God. And so we see this taking place, and in Revelation chapter 13, we see this thing, which is where they cause all to receive a mark. The Bible says in verse 16 here, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. And you know, we're seeing things set up for this. I maintain that part of the reason for the mask mandate that we have across the country right now and in so many parts of the world, it's not so much to prevent disease. We know that the disease basically is ebbing, and there's more people probably dying from suicides and drug overdoses brought on by anxiety and being shut in than is dying from this coronavirus right now. But you're getting people used to this, and now they're pressing for the vaccine. While I'm not going to throw out all vaccines, because vaccines have been very good and very helpful, but there are people who are corrupting the vaccines, and they have a new type of vaccine that they want to come out with, which is going to be a modified RNA that's going to be injected not just merely into your body, where your body sees the weakened virus or the deadened virus and recognizes it as an invader and learns to make T-cells and stuff to defeat it when they encounter the live virus later. That's the basic principle of a vaccine. Sound biological things worked very well. There were thousands of people dying each year in the United States, thousands of children each year from measles in the early 60s. They introduced the measles vaccine about 1963 or 4, somewhere around there. I think it was about 64. And within a year or two, we went from thousands of American children dying from measles to, I believe it was single digits. That's quite a change. That's not the disease was gradually becoming less and less. We went from thousands to single digits practically overnight. And so that was a good vaccine. But this is different. See, the measles vaccine was, I believe, a weakened virus, and your body learned to what it was and to make T-cells to defend against it. It was injected into the muscle tissue, and then it got from there into your system, and your body learned to recognize it. But this, they're talking about a injection system using essentially micro needles and a Band-Aid-like thing that will be put on, say, on the back of your hand. And when you put it on there and then you pull the tab, you get this injection of these micro needles that actually inject a modified RNA into your cells. Now, this is something that's a far cry from the measles vaccine, where they give you a dead virus or a weakened virus. This is modified RNA that affects the DNA within your cell. Some of the same type of techniques that's been used to make genetically modified foods. Well, they want to do this to you, and supposedly only be temporary, and that'll cause your cell to produce the viral DNA or RNA, because the COVID virus is an RNA virus, I believe, and then you'll build up immunity. And trust us, it'll only be a temporary effect that it hijacks your cellular mechanisms. Well, Interesting thing is, I was sharing this, and we were talking about my wife last night, and you know, my wife is understands giving injections. She's an RN. She's given many injections over the years, and I've got a biology background, so I understand the biology background or basis of it, the biological basis of it. But they have this enzyme that they're giving with this. This enzyme is called, and I'm not making this up, it's called luciferase. Now, did you catch that? Luciferase. And this luciferase, it's called that because, well, Lucifer, the name of the devil in the Bible, if you've got a King James Bible, you'll find the name Lucifer in the Bible, and it's not in many of the modern translations because they've taken it out, basically, and it means the light bearer. In Isaiah 14:12, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? And he's called Lucifer because that is the light bearer. And so this is interesting that it's called luciferase. Well, the reason it's called luciferase is because it bears light. It has a luminescent quality. You won't see it, but a scanner, they said you can even download an app on your iPhone, and then you can hold it over top of where you had this injection site, and it will light up. And depending on how it's put in, you could actually put a barcode that would be detectable by scanners. Isn't that interesting? The Bible said that you would have a mark and you couldn't buy or sell without it. They could scan this and know whether or not you've been vaccinated. All of this is getting people ready to accept the mark in Revelation chapter 13. And so when we see these things begin to happen, you know, the Bible said, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. But here's another thing I want to mention here. We're quickly running out of time. In Luke chapter 17, in verse 26, he's talking about when the Lord comes back for us. He says, and as it was in the days of Noe, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noe, and Noe, of course, is Noah. Noe entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Now, this is kind of interesting. We know that wickedness was great during the time of Noah, and people were out of control, and we see that today. I mean, if you've been watching what's going on in Portland every night, the destruction of this city and many other cities where we just see this constant destruction, wickedness, violence, and all. And in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 6, it says, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And that's kind of what we see right now. But there's another thing interesting here, and I'm going to have to get this out in less than 2 minutes. It says in verse number 4, there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And there's a lot of debate and controversy over what this means, but let me just suggest something here. Elsewhere in the scripture, Job chapter 1, Job chapter 2, sons of God describe angels, including the fallen angels. They're created of God, and they appear in the masculine form. And if this is the fallen angels coming into the daughters of men, could it be, and I don't have time to get into all the detail here, but could it be this was an attempt to corrupt the human gene pool? Now, remember what I said about this vaccine that uses the modified RNA that goes in and changes the DNA in your cell to cause the cell to produce the viral RNA. This is transhumanism. Look that word up. Go to my website, or I'm sorry, Facebook page, facebook.com/liewithpastoral. I've got an article on transhumanism and technocracy, and there's some interesting things there. But when we see this happening, as it was in the days of Noah, you know, I think it's time to look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Do you know Christ is your Savior? If you don't, this is a great time to investigate the claims of the gospel and put your faith in Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you know Christ, don't be fearful. Look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Thanks for listening. Join us next time. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.